Good evening, everyone. Welcome to tonight's Tefillah Shir. Shir number 114. Yud Zayin Sivan Toshin Samach Tes, June 8, 2009. Parshas Baloyso. Tonight we're up to the 13th Bracha Shmone Esrei. But before we begin the 13th Bracha, we'll start with the Gemara in Brachas Daf Lamed Beis on Beis. The Gemara tells us, Abra Dvarin Tzrichin Chizuk, four things need to be strengthened constantly, Tamid. Tefillah is one of the four. We're in the middle of Shmone Esrei, the 13th Bracha, getting towards the end. I'd like to share with you a very, very powerful medrash that tells us the koyach ha-tefillah, the power of tefillah. Let me tell you a secret first of all. There's a Yetzirah out there. That's the secret. Sometimes the Yetzirah attacks us in a way that says, tefillah, what can I do? What can I accomplish already? Just some words. And if it can accomplish me, who am I? Who am I that Hashem should listen to? Little me. With this following medrash, I think that mindset will change forever if we focus and remember this medrash. Says the Medrash Rabbah in Dvarim Ches Aleph, Yidoylo yitfilo lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Greatest tefillah in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in front of Hashem. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Ritzoncha leida koich shel tefillah. You want to understand how powerful is tefillah? If it doesn't accomplish everything, it at least accomplishes half. How do we know this? Now, if I have to ask you a question, where would you think to bring a raya, proof, that tefillah is so powerful? Tefillah accomplishes so much. So we have Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe. We can bring sources from any of the great tzaddikim. Where does the Medrash decide to bring a proof from? From a murderer. I'll repeat that. From a murderer. The Medrash brings a proof from someone who killed that tefillah is very powerful. Who is this murderer? Cain. Says the Medrash, Cain omad al hevel achiv v'hargoy. We know, we learned the pasuk in the Torah. Cain got upset. Hashem didn't accept his korban. Hashem told him to do tshuva. Cain starts talking to Hevel and he kills him. Yotzek Zeira, Hashem decrees in Cain. Nov and Nod, he'll have to wander around. Says Cain to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amr lefan ribonu shel olam. Kol olam ata soiva, the whole world you can bear. Ulavoyni ata soiva, my sin, you can't bear my sin. Miyad, immediately. Motzo chesed lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'nimno mimenu no chatzi akzeira. Immediately. Hashem found favor in the eyes of Cain, a murderer, b'mezid. He got up and he killed his brother. Not someone who kills by mistake and goes to an Eir Miklat. He killed his own brother. He dived into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Miyad, immediately he was answered. And half of the gezeira was taken away. Half of the decree was removed right away. This tells us the Medrash is a koyach of tefillah. I think it's safe to assume none of us are murderers in this room over here. Don't, if you are, don't have to say anything. And even if you are, we realize that a murderer still can be answered by a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Tremendous chizuk of the power of tefillah. We begin now with the bracha al tzadikim, the 13th bracha. Says the Siddur. The bracha says as follows: al tzadikim al chasidim, upon the righteous and upon the pious, la'azikni amcha beis Yisrael, upon the elders of your people, beis Yisrael, the house of Yisrael, of Israel, la'pleitas seifreim, upon the remnant of the scholars, Valgeri at Sedek Valenu, upon the true converts, the Gerim, Valenu, and upon us. We daven to Hashem, all these different groups, all these four different groups, specifically four different groups, we daven to Hashem. Yehemu Rachamecha, may your mercy be aroused, Hashem Elokeinu, the saints Sachar Toiv, and grant a bountiful reward. To who? L'chol HaBoitchim B'Shimcha Be'emes, to all who trust in your name and truth. And this we'll see is one of the keys of this bracha. L'chol ha'boitchim mishimcha be'emes. V'simchel kini mohem le'ilom. And place our chelek, our lot among them forever. V'lo'i nevoish. And may we not be put to shame. Ki v'cho batochnu. We daven to Hashem, we should not be put to shame. Why? Because for you, for in you, we have put our trust. Baruch ato Hashem, we end the bracha. Mishon miftoch la'tzadikim, support and trust of the righteous. As we ask every shir, the number of the bracha is very significant to the tefillah. What is the significance to number 13 and our bracha of al tzadikim? What is the connection between the previous bracha of al malshinim? We know it was inserted into the Shemoneh Esrei as we discussed last week. And what is the connection to the bracha that follows al tzadikim, that of Binyan Yerushalayim, when we daven for the rebuilding of Yerushalayim? What is the basic kavanah of al tzadikim? What should we be thinking about when we daven these words? Al geri tzedek, v'lo'i nevoish. And as we know, the Medrash tells us that every single one of the brachas of Shemoneh Esrei was said at a specific time in our history. When was this bracha recited? When did the Malachi Asharis, the Malachim and Shemayim, when did they say this bracha? And we'll begin with our last question. What is the history behind our bracha? When was this bracha said? The Medrash tells us that Yosef HaTzadik, as we know, he placed his eyes over Yaakov Avinu and he closed the eyes of his father when his father Yaakov died. The Medrash tells us it was at that point in time that the Malachim, the Malachi Asharis, they recited this bracha. Baruch Ata Hashem, Mishon Miftach LaTzadikim. You Hashem are a support and a trust for the righteous. What is the Medrash telling us? The Meshech Chochma explains as follows. We know Yaakov, we know Yosef. Yosef HaTzadik had a difficult life. His mother passed away at a young age. His brothers didn't care for him too much, to say the least. Eventually he came to a point where they sold him. He sold to a house from one person to another person, a slave, being attacked by the wife of the house, thrown into another pit, another jail, only to come out to be a viceroy, second command of Mitzrayim, to eventually save Klal Yisrael, the mashver, that one who gives food to everyone. Says the Meshech Chochma, this bracha was recited by the Malachim. When Yosef HaTzadik closed the eyes of his father. And it's to encourage us and to give us chizuk. Because by the closing of the eyes of Yaakov Avinu, that was the haschalah, the beginning of the golus of Mitzrayim. And just like in the beginning, we didn't understand what was exactly taking place with Yosef HaTzadik being sold from one people to the next, a slave in Mitzrayim, being chased by this Ashes Potiphar, thrown to another dungeon to interpret dreams. But eventually, he became the second command. But it didn't end there. The Shvatim came down to buy food. And they couldn't understand this whole story. What's taking place over here? This man, we just want to buy food. Why is he attacking us? What did we do? And they go back to their father. And he tells them, you cannot take Binyamin down with you. And Yosef HaTzadik the whole time realizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hashem wants the dreams to be fulfilled. And Binyamin has to come down. And eventually with two words that we discussed this Chavetz Chaim in the past, with two words everything became clear. Yosef HaTzadik tells all the Mitzrim, all Egyptians to leave the room. And it is at that point in time, he says two words. With those two words, everything becomes clear. Ani Yosef. I am Yosef. I am your brother. And there's a silence. Says the Chofetz Chaim, we live in a world of confusion. We don't understand. On a personal level and on a global level, why do things happen? There's darkness, confusion. This bracha is giving us encouragement. Hashem is running the world. Hashem is with us at all times. Ani Yosef. There will be a time in the future, Beheir B'Yameinu B'Karov, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, Ani Hashem. With these two words, everything will become clear. All that confusion, all that darkness. Now the light will shine forth. And this is the history of this bracha. Mishum miftach latzadikim, the trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the trust in Hashem, that Hashem is running the world. Everything that is taking place for a reason. Whether once again it's an individual lo yaleinu atzara, or we know that there are global issues as well for Klal Yisrael. We have to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. And we have to be talking in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to trust in Hashem. This is the background, the history of the bracha. With Yosef HaTzadik placing his hands over the eyes of his father Yaakov Avinu, the next generation begins. And Golus Mitzrayim now starts. And just like we didn't understand what was taking place with Yosef HaTzadik, now Golus and Mitzrayim, the suffering of Mitzrayim was about to begin. And that too had a difficult situation for Klal Yisrael. And the chizik, the encouragement to take out from Yosef and his brothers, from Yaakov Avinu, is that just like we saw that Hashem has a master plan with putting Yosef in charge, and eventually the Shvatim will come down, the whole family will come down, and Yosef will take care of them. so too Hashem has that master plan for the world. Mishon miftach latzadikim. We have to have the bitachon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has that master plan. Al HaTzadikim. What is a tzaddik? Al HaChasidim. What is a chassid? A tzaddik is a person who fulfills the Torah according to the letter of the law. He does everything he has to do. He fulfills the Torah. He learns the Shulchan Aruch. He knows what he has to do. The Chasidim are fulfilling the Torah lifnei mishur sadin. They're going beyond the letter of the law. A higher level in tzaddik. Then we have zikni amcha beis Yisrael, zekeinim, the elders of Klal Yisrael. The Pleitas Seifreim, the Tamidei Chachamim who learn Torah, who teach Torah, and the Geirei Tzedek, the righteous converts who entered Klal Yisrael, entered the religion. The Sfarim explain, the Mepharshim explain, that we have four main groups over here. We have the Tzaddikim, the Chasidim, the Zikni Amcha Beis Yisrael, and the Pleitas Seifreim are like one group. Those who learn the Torah. All the Tzaddikim Chasidim also learn the Torah. And then you have the Geirei Tzedek. There are 42 letters, 42 words in this Pasuk, in this Tefillah. 42 words in this Tefillah Al Tzaddikim. We know the Shem of Hashem is a 42 letter name. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants every single one of these groups, no matter who we are, to bring out the Kavod Shemayim through their actions, to bring out glory, honor to Hashem's name. Each and every one of us have a part, a position, to bring out the Kavod Shemayim. What is the kavana? What should we be thinking when we daven and we say the words Al HaTzadikim? What should we have in mind? The Yair Devash tells us as follows: that when we daven, feel Al HaTzadikim, we have to realize that it's the schus of the Tamidei Chachamim, the merit of the Torah, that we are around today, and everything we have is because of them. Says the Yaros Devash, Yosim Eliboy Lispalo B'Toybes HaTzadikim, with the place to our heart, pay attention, concentrate, to daven for the good of the Tzadikim. Ki B'Toybosom Anuchayim, because of their good, we are alive today. V'Chozman SheTzadikim Ba'olam, Brocha V'Toyva V'Chayim Ba'olam. And the whole time that there are tzaddikim in the world, there is bracha, blessing, v'toivah, and good, v'chaim, and life in the world. We have to daven for the welfare of the tzaddikim. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin of Tzaddik Pesamun Beis. The Gemara tells us as follows. The Gemara has a discussion. Who is an apikoris? A heretic. Gemara gives a possibility, suggests something which we'll mention in a second. Gemara says that person is not a heretic. He doesn't believe in any aspect of the Torah. He takes the Torah and he distorts it. Who is this person the Gemara is talking about? Amar of Yosef. Says of Yosef, Hani de Amri, Ma Yahanu Lon Rabbonon. Who is an apikoris? Person who says, what did the rabbis do for us? What did the Tamidei Chachamim do for us? Lididukaru, for themselves they learn. They learn the written law, the Chumash, the Torah, the Nevi'im, the Ksuvim. Lididutanu, they learn the Gemara, the Mishnah for themselves. What do they give to anybody? Let them go accomplish something. Let them be productive in society. Let them go out to the world and produce something. What are they sitting here in the screaming at someone else across the table from them? What do they accomplish the whole day? Wasting their time. This question has been around for many, many years, as you see in the Gemara. So if Yosef says such a person is not Bikaris, Abayi tells back to Rav Yosef, no, this person, he's in a whole different category. He's a Megal Eponim B'Torah. He takes the Torah and distorts it. He says the Torah is not correct. Why? Because the Pasuk says, Im loy brisi yoyim v'layla, chuka shemayim v'aretz loy samti. Says the Pasuk, if not for my covenant, if not for the Torah, chuka shemayim v'aretz loy samti, the heavens and the earth, they would not exist. Everything needs energy. Everything needs fuel. Working on solar fuel, I see the price of gas are going up and up each time I pass the gas station. What makes the world run? So it depends who you ask, they'll tell you different things. They'll tell you the axle, this and that, the way it's axis, everything. The scientist. The Gemara tells us what makes the world run. God created a world. And He said you had to put energy into this world. And the only energy that exists to make the world function is Limud HaTorah. Learning Torah. Nothing less than that. If the world would not have the Limud HaTorah, the world would not exist. A person who says, Ma Yahani Le Rabbanon, what do these rabbis do for us anyway? They learn for themselves. Person might ask, you know, okay, a person who's giving classes maybe fine, so he's giving up. Person who sits in the base measure whole day and night and learns with his chavrusa, what do they accomplish already? What do they accomplish? We are here because of them. Our existence is because of them. As the Yaros Devash tells us, we have to daven al tzadikim. This is what our tefillah is telling us. They are giving us chayim. They are giving us life. I recently heard a story of what does it mean to be immersed in learning. It's a little difficult to comprehend when a person is so far removed from what I'm about to say, this story. Could be you're closer, but for me, I'm quite far removed from this story. But it gives us an appreciation of the power to be attached to learning. I heard this story from the Shiva of Ne Yisrael, of Aaron Feldman Shlita. He said he heard this story from a grandson of Rav Shimon Shkak, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, one of the great Rosh Hashivas. And the grandson was with his grandfather when it took place. What was the story? Rav Shimon Shkak was an older man and he needed a surgery to take place. He had an illness. The doctors told him, we can't give you anesthesia. We have to perform the surgery, but it's too dangerous to give you anesthesia. We can't do that. So what did he say? No problem. Give me 10 minutes. He said, I need 10 minutes. What's he going to do in these 10 minutes? I mean, If I would say give me 10 minutes, I'd run. Give me 10 minutes, he said, and I'll get involved in the sugya from Shari Yoshe, from his sefer. I'll get involved in Limud HaTorah, and I'll be fine. This is what happened. The grandson was amazed. He gave testimony, and he told this to Rav Aaron Feldman, that his grandfather immersed himself in learning. And they performed the surgery. Without anesthesia, they cut away. And he was so immersed, he was able to survive that surgery. That was his anesthesia. Rabbeinu Yonah tells us in the Sefer Shari Tshuva, Shari Gimel, Vayiskuf Memches, V'habozim l'tamidei chachamim v'yirishamayim, those who disgrace tamidei chachamim and those who fear Hashem, mevatlim hayidiyah hazoi sumaram hebech v'hanagosom mokilo oimrim amor ki ein havoid ikir. It's as if they say, this, that the Talmidei Chachamim live their lives in such a fashion, they're wasting their time. Let them be more productive with their lives. And these people who say, what do these Lomdei HaTorah do? What do these people who learn Torah all day, what do they accomplish? They are mechalel the Torah. They desecrate the Torah. Al-Kain, listen to the powerful words of Rabbeinu Yonah. Yoivdu mi toicha kol b'yichlu b'efes tikva. They'll be taken away from amongst a congregation. The people who aren't machshiv, the people who don't appreciate the Tamidei Chachamim. Hashem says, you're machal the Torah. You desecrate the Torah because one who learns the Torah is learning a Kaddish Baruch Hu. One who says, who needs this? Go out in the world and be productive. Do something for society. It's a famous story. There was a older sister who had a younger brother, a genius, not too long ago. And she was encouraging him to go into the world, become a mathematician, a professor. And once again, I want to be clear, there's nothing wrong with being a professor, nothing wrong, we all have to make a living. But we also have to know who we are. And no matter what profession we do, we have to realize also on the side point, we have an obligation to learn Torah. The sister would write letters to this younger brother who was in yeshiva. Don't waste your time in yeshiva. You're going to waste your life away and you won't be productive. No one's going to know your name. The Rosh Yeshiva intercepted these letters. The way I heard the story is he never let these letters go to this brother. He had someone else respond to these letters. In the meantime, this young bacher kept on learning and learning and learning. And she told him, no one will know your name. You're wasting your life. And the way I heard the story is that to her deathbed, she regretted, she couldn't believe her brother wasted his life. Who was this brother? This brother was of Aaron Kotler Zatzal. They were the first Rosh Yeshiva of Lakewood, the biggest yeshiva in America, the second biggest yeshiva in the world to the mayor. Rav Aaron Kotler Zatzal was one of those Torah pioneers who saved American Jewry. I once heard That Novominsky Rebbe, Rav Yaakov Perlau Shlito, got up to speak by a Lakewood dinner, a Lakewood event. And he said, what am I here speaking by a Lakewood event? I never learned in Lakewood. You learned in Chaim Berlin. But he said that anybody in America is a Talmud or Rav Aaron Kotler Zatzal, because he saved Torah Jewry. And she said, no one will know his name. Continues Rabbeinu Yonah, Ki ein ha'avodim iskayemes bilti al yidei loim de ha'toira she'yegu bo yom v'layla. The service, the work of Hashem will only be complete through those who toil day and night in the Torah of Hashem. Ki heim yoru deyo v'yoidei v'ino le'itim l'das mayas Yisrael. They will be the ones who will direct and tell us what should we do, what should we not do. Who will answer the questions? V'hen ya'amiduha b'Yisrael avilti tishkach mipizarum. And it is them, and it is only them, who the Torah will survive until the next generation. Who else knew this Rabbeinu Yonah? That the power of the Torah depends on the leaders of the generation. Unfortunately, throughout our history, many of our own brothers did not realize this Rabbeinu Yonah and this Gemara, as well as our enemies have realized it. And if we look in Al Nisim, it says as follows of Hanukkah. Bimei Matisyahu ben Yochanan Kohen Godo Chashmono Yevonov. It's not Hanukkah time now, don't get confused. Kishamdu Machis Yovan Harashah Alamcha Yisrael. When the evil nation of Yovan, the Greeks, came to attack La Yisrael, what is the first thing that the Al Nisim lists over here? They attacked us, l'hashkicham toiresecha. We have to make Klal Yisrael forget their learning. L'hashkicham toiresecha. How does one make someone forget his learning? Well, you take away the teachers. You attack the Rebbeim. There's no more Torah. Who knows anything? The next generation is gone. So says the Yaris Devash, Rabbi Yonis Naibishitz, when we daven over here, Al HaTzadikim, we should daven that they should be healthy, the Tamidei Chachamim, the leaders of the generation, Bala Chasidim, those who go beyond their letter of the law, Bala Zikni Amcha Beis Yisrael, the elders, the Zikni Tamidei Chachamim, those who have been learning Torah for years and years and years, that they should have good health and continue to learn Torah. Because it is them that give life to the world. Balgeri HaTzedek, the converts, the honest converts to the world. What should we be thinking? What should we be davening? Says the Yaris Devash, we have to have bikavana. We have to have in mind that a person joins Klal Yisrael in this day and age, when we're being attacked. We all know what's going on in the world with Eretz Yisrael. The statements recently being made. It's no secret that there is danger, not just to Eretz Yisrael, but to the Yidden, the Jews at large. Says the Yaris Devash, a person who comes into Klal Yisrael at this point in time and is makir the emes and realizes the truth, but to daven to Hashem that we should be mechazik der bitachon in Hashem, that they should be strengthened in their emunah and belief in Hashem. And they should be able to conquer the nisyonos, the tests that they have, that they might battle with. And to love them, because they came into our religion. I want to share with you a story. And once again, it's a story that is a little difficult to comprehend, at least it was for myself. The story of Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita. We know that in Bnei Brak, there was a person who learns Kol HaTorah Kulo, the whole entire Torah. Whatever part of the Torah you can think of, he learns it every single year. And the years that there's an extra month, a leap year, so he writes a sefer that year. He should live, continue to live with good health and strength. The story is that there was a tremendous need for tzedaka, for a certain cause. And they approached Chaim Kanievsky if he can come collect him. Imagine a person gets a knock on the door. He opens the door. He sees Chaim Kanievsky in front of him. So he might have to call it Salah because he might faint. But after they revive him, they'll write a nice sized check. So they told Chaim Kanievsky that if they go around collecting with him in a short time, $3-4 million, they'll be able to collect. They asked him, will he be able to do it because of necessity for this cause, this great cause? What was his response? He said, I have to go ask my Rebbe. I have to go ask my wife. Now, we might be thinking, everybody has to speak to the wife before they leave the house. Tell me, I'm leaving, I'll be back, and this and that. That's not what he was asking. That's not what he was saying. I have to go speak to my Rebbetzin because my Torah is her Torah. What I learn is her schos, is her merit. I have to ask for permission from Rishos, from her, because she works to support me, if she'll allow me to go. I have to go ask for Shus my Rebbe. So he went to ask for Shus. He went to ask permission from his Rebbe. And she said, no. Can't go. You have to stay and learn. Now, was he going for his own personal gain? He was going for a good cause. But Rebbetzin Kanievsky realized that he has to stay in learning. And he's needed to stay in the learning in the Beis Medrash. And Rav Chaim Kanievsky stayed there. Once again, it might be difficult for us to relate to. But it puts things in the proper, correct perspective. What is Limud HaTorah? What does it mean to pull someone out of a Beis Medrash? I'll tell you a personal story. Many years ago, as a bach, I was learning in yeshiva in Chaim Berlin. Some people came in, we have a mace mitzvah. No one to bury somebody. We need some bachim to come help. So, Mace Mitzvah, closed the Gemara, went out to help. I think it was that day or shortly afterwards, I was walking down a certain block in Flatbush on purpose, hoping to bump into a certain Paisik, certain Rav. And Baruch Hashem, I did. And I asked him, I said, what's the halacha? Should we have left or should we not have left? So the first thing he told me, is the first thing is one has to know the yeshiva, the Rosh Yeshiva's policy. What does the Rosh Yeshiva say? What is his opinion on the matter? It says yeshiva. Then he said to me like this. People think that a yeshiva where people learn Torah is a place where if you need a mitzvah, you go get somebody, you pull them out of the Beis Medrash. He said, how come they don't go to the colleges and pull people out of the classes? That's what he said to me. This is Das Torah. This is the way to look at it in the proper sense, in the proper light. In conclusion, we had the bracha of Malshinim, the bracha for the Rishayim, right before the wicked acts, right before the bracha of Al Tzadikim. When the Rishayim, the Rishis, the evil is knocked down, then the Tzadikim, the Lundi Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's honor is elevated. That is the connection between the previous bracha and this bracha. And the Torah tells us, in conclusion, that every single letter of the Aleph Beis is in this bracha. And the reason for that is because it is the letters of the Aleph Beis that we use to learn the Torah. This is the 13th bracha. Because they're Yud Gimel Midah Shel Rachamim. When we learn the Torah, we arouse Hashem's mercy. Yud Gimel is the gematria of Echad, of Ava. Ava is 13. The love of Hashem is aroused when we learn His Torah. When we learn His Torah, He will reciprocate and show us His love as well. Let us be zeichel, let us merit to learn His Torah so He can show us His love as well. Thank you.